The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Make getting dressed in the morning just a little bit more fun.
A little swimmer.
Put some silver underwear onto your bum. Make everything feel like you got a shiny, shiny sun. Because everything's better when you wear Mac. Well done.
Give me the Mac. Mac Weldon.
Gimme.
Gimme the Mac, not the Mac and cheese.
No, thank you, and
I don't
please.
I want no Mac, Mac, McDonald's.
Not
Mac,
on my butt.
Mac Weldon on my butt only, please. You know it's a men's essentials brand that believes in smart design, and it'll leave you smart up in the head and also with a smart behind.
If you aren't comfortable, well, they'd really care. You can keep your first pair, they'll refund you, that's how much they care.
So give me the Mac well done. Don't give me the Mac, comma Bernie. I don't want to wear Bernie Mac.
MacDonald had a farm.
MacBook Pros are not comfortable to wear for me.
Give you that Mac Weldon. Go to MacWeldon.com. Get 20% off. Use that promo code so you know. Helps you get that sexy off book. Lets you get that off book. Lets you get that.
The code is off book. MacWeldon.com. The code is off book.
Mac.
It's for your buns. Familiar face.
Oh,
I said, guess who's back again?
I said, guess who's back again?
Spice Island.
Guess who's back again?
I said, guess who's back again? Matt Stylin. You got a cabinet you wanna put stuff in it. I'm not talking about celery or spinach. Those go in the refrigerator. Fill your cabinet with spices for now and later.
Not all spices, they are not created equal. Spice Island takes extra steps to make sure they capture the flavor in their spices, like buying many of them whole from around the world and milling them in-house to release their flavors shortly before bottling.
Whoa.
Because Spice Island's mission is to help everyday cooks create dishes with extraordinary flavor using their premium quality spices.
Guess who's back again? Spice Island!
Guess
who's back again?
I said, guess who's back again?
The Matt Stylin'.
You're making that food, well, the best place to begin. You gotta get up with those spices from the island. Guess
who's back again?
Guess who's back again?
For more spice tips! endless recipes. Visit SpiceIslands.com/offbook. Please, comma, don't put please into the address. That will take you somewhere weird. Nowhere, I would guess. And while you're there, there's a coupon to print. Try Spice Islands for yourself and taste the difference. Premium spices can make in your day. They're back again, another here to stay.
Guess
who's back again?
Guess who's back again?
Permanent sponsorship.
Spice Islands.
Back again.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
To Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with
Zach and
Jess.
Whoa.
We
did it.
Yes. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jess McKenna. As always, we have King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys. Very good note, Scott. What was that?
A B.
Well, B's, B's a great note.
Mm. Saving the good ones for later.
Do you guys remember those t-shirts if you went to music camps that were like, never be flat, always
C-sharp. If you don't C-sharp, you'll be flat. And it's like a picture of like a truck going across the street. Like, you got squished. You'll be flat. No, you'll be dead. It's a brutal shirt.
Mine were not that brutal.
Well, my choir camp was about avoiding death.
Guys, there are other people in this room.
That's right.
Please.
Producer Dana.
Yep.
Engineer Brett.
That's right. We are so excited
to
have this next guest.
Oh, God.
He's created many things that I really like.
So many of them.
Please welcome the director of A Futile and Stupid Gesture, streaming now on Netflix, David Wayne.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, my hey.
God. Hey.
I wasn't here until this moment, and now hello.
I know.
He just popped in.
Just like appearing like a beautiful ghost.
But you know, when I was in the green room listening to the intro, I heard you guys talking about B and B flat.
Yeah.
And what was the one note that's mainly in Edge of 17? Isn't that like a B or a B flat? Just like the white wing does.
Sing the song, sounds like she's singing.
Sing, ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think that, you know, there's so many notes, but very few musicians would think to do B.
Yeah. You're right. Why are musicians such cowards about using that note just because it's like a difficult note?
I mean, I've heard A, I've heard C.
I hear G every day.
Oh, my
G,
gosh.
Oh, forget it. Don't even get me started on G.
G is a basic note.
And my gosh.
And F, like, throw up.
Yeah.
B, interesting.
And then, oh, I get it. You're introspective. You're going to give me E minor.
Right. Yeah. But B.
B.
Are there even any chords that have B in them?
No.
It doesn't work, right?
You could look it up.
We could. Brett, look up if there's any songs that have B in them. I'm sure the answer is no. Okay. Hey, do you play any instruments?
Well, I casually like to play the drums and the guitar and the piano.
Well, you just listed a lot.
But it's like, you know, just sort of fooling around.
For sure.
Yeah.
My mother was a piano teacher.
Oh.
Whoa.
But she wouldn't teach me.
That's probably...
She didn't like to shit where she ate.
Yeah. That's great
advice.
She
didn't want to extract too much money from me.
Right.
She's like, I can't be paying myself to teach my kid.
And she both used to shit and eat at our piano bench.
So that was just further complicated.
Yeah, also, don't eat on your piano
bench. It was really weird when she did that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Then my dad wouldn't teach me to be a lawyer, so I don't know how.
And my dad didn't teach me whatever he does. I can't explain
it.
No
one knows.
Something with insurance. I do know, but it is one of those Chandler Bing moments where I'm like, I remember being a kid and like people asking me, and I was like, he's a businessman. Like, that's what he does.
He does a business.
He's a businessman.
We cut to a classroom on Bring Your Dad to Work Day. There's a... that's not right.
Bring your
dad to school and talk about his work day. Not bring your... Although... Yeah, we cut to Bring Your Dad to Work Day. Where a bunch of adults are bringing their fathers into the places where they work.
Which is their school.
It's Bring Your Dad to Work Day for the teachers of a school.
Right.
That's what it is, and that's how we're starting this musical. Hello, children. Sit down in your seats.
I know I'm supposed to cheat your colors today, but there's a man that I need you to meet.
Hello!
This is my father.
How are you?
Father is an ex-Marine, and he's here to tell you about all the things he's seen.
All right! I've gone a wall across the seas and all the places that I've seen, but nothing compares to the schools, and that's why I'm here visiting my son.
Bring your dad to work day! Bring
he's your teacher!
Bring your dad to work day!
He's my son!
Bring your dad to work day!
And the place that you work is
a school!
I have a question.
Yes, Clarice?
What was it like when you were training to be a Marine? Was it hard, and did you have to use muscles all over your back from your spleen?
When a Marine trains, he goes down into the latrine, and he gives his gun a clean, clean, clean. A Marine trains, he goes on to the roof, and he shoots his gun to test it out, just make sure it works. That's what a Marine
Bring
does.
Bring your dad to work day.
Bring your dad to work day.
He's cleaning his gun.
Bring the dad to work day.
Fought in so many wars, and this is your chance to ask him things you never asked a person before.
Ask me a question.
How does he keep his gun so clean when he cleans it inside of a latrine? He's up on a roof practicing shots. Ask him the very best question you got.
I will try to answer the question.
He's honest.
As soon as they ask it, I will answer.
He's
waiting. I don't know if anyone's gonna ask me a question, but I will wait and see if they do.
I got a question.
Yes, Benjamin.
What'd you wanna do when you were 8 like us?
When you were 8 like us.
When I was 8 years old, I was just a young boy.
We traveled back.
Probably no more than 8 years old.
Exactly.
If I can remember the best, I was in my mother's arms, which was a little strange being 8.
She was strong.
She carried me across the prairie and said to me,
"Son, this is the prairie where you're from.
Mommy, are the stars in the sky and the sun switching places in the night and the day? And if they are, then why do they do that? Are my dreams in the stars? Are my life in the sun?
Are your dreams in the stars, my son?
I'm your son.
Dreams in the stars.
Make a wish for the future.
One day I will have a son.
A wish for a son.
And my son will work in the school. And here I am today.
Dad, it.
And now I'm 68.
Dad,
60 years have gone by.
Dad, it was your dream to have a son who works in a school?
Yes, son. Yes, it was. I didn't want to tell you until today because I was embarrassed.
Well, it seems that I have fulfilled your greatest wish, even though I didn't know it's what your wish was. It's like you've made me so happy, like the time you taught me to fish, even though as a child I wasn't really sure what a fish was. And now I have filled the dreams that you set up to me. It was in reach.
But you have fulfilled the dream I said to my mother, and now you work in a school, and that's what I said. And so you have fulfilled it in me.
Honest, always behind the scenes, I wished my dad would be a Marine.
I am a Marine.
It's bring your dad to work day.
I am a Marine.
Bring your dad to work day.
I am a Marine.
Bring your dad to work day.
I am
the place where you work is a school.
All right, kids, line up. Line up, all right, come on, quit your chitter chatter. Time for PE, come on.
Stop hitting me.
Guys, everyone on your numbers.
Stop hitting me.
Hey, guys,
here
we go. Eyes up here, okay? When the hand goes up, the mouths go shut. All right, guys, now it's a very special day in gym class because I got my dad here. Love him, all right? It's bring your dad to work day when the place you work is a school, and, so I work at this school, and this is my dad.
What are we doing here?
I just said it to the kids, Dad, and now I'm saying it to you. It's bring your dad to work today, and the place you work is a school.
I can't be here. I have things to do today, Brian.
What is it? What's more important than seeing me teach these kids how to play dodgeball?
What's more important?
Yeah. Don't you remember? Dodgeball. The time that a kid will look back on with horror.
Excuse me, Mr. Brian, is your dad going to play dodgeball with us?
Oh, yeah. Dad, you going to play dodgeball?
I mean...
Sir, we'd really like it if you would play with us.
Well, oh, yeah, please play with us, mister.
You might have fun.
Yeah.
But I'm just a gold trader. I don't know nothing about throwing balls.
Just take this ball.
I just take gold and I buy it when it's low, when the price falls.
The ball goes low.
The ball goes low.
The ball goes high.
I guess what I'm being told... You're saying dodgeball is the same as trading gold.
I guess so, Dad. Yeah, sure. There are similarities. Yeah, okay.
If you want to play dodgeball, same as if you're in the marketplace, you gotta be very cutthroat. Ha!
Ow!
I just hit a kid in the face. The kid's nose is bleeding.
Oh, could I go to the nurse?
Sure. Nurse, I'm gonna hit you with another ball first.
That's like day trading, in that you get hurt sometimes when you lose your money, sir.
That's right, you sure do know a lot about the marketplace, little kid.
Not that much, but I know enough to know that a red rubber ball can make a market rise or fall.
That's right, because dodgeball and gold trading are the same thing.
Same thing.
Kind of.
Dodgeball and gold trading are exactly the same thing.
Close enough, but we're connecting.
The ball goes up and down like the way market forces bring.
That's the main similarity.
Dodgeball and gold trading are the same. The same dodgeball thing. Hey, son, thank you for bringing me today.
Oh, thanks for coming.
These little children don't move very fast.
Yeah.
Ow.
They're only eight.
They got to learn sometime that market forces don't pull punches. You think just because you're only eight that the economy can't have a volatile swing because China's having an upset in its government and Tokyo can't decide what to do about the...
Excuse me, sir. Making all these good points about the government and the money stuff, but don't you ever just want to take a break and have some fun?
I mean, I don't know.
Are you telling us that when we grow up, we won't have any more fun anymore?
No, it's not. You can't have fun.
You
when
can't
you're an adult.
Have fun.
No.
What?
It's all about trading gold.
Wait.
Selling gold.
What? That
I don't know.
Awful.
I mean, I feel like when I grow up, I never want to lose sight of what it is to have fun and be a kid and live in the moment.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, why even work yourself so hard if you can't enjoy your riches? Like, seems like you don't have a very good relationship with your son.
Why not?
Because you're really short with him and he seems like he was trying hard.
And you're really short?
I mean, I'm very short.
Yeah, you're short and also you're short with him?
I mean, I'm short with him because...
Yeah, why are you short with me, Dad?
Oh, honestly.
You could tell me.
You still live at home.
What? Okay.
And you work in this school.
Sure.
And you're trying to be a role model to these kids, but you're very, very, very uncool, and all you live at home. And we'd like you to leave. Your mother and I haven't been alone since 1973.
He's right.
I brought your mother.
I haven't been with your father alone in a very, very, very long time. because you're always in our room. Because our apartment is one room. We live in a studio apartment, the three of us.
Coach, do you want us to just keep playing or?
No, it's all right. I needed to hear this, I guess. You know, I thought it was fine. I thought, Dad, you are slightly responsible for the volatile economy I inherited when I got out of grad school. So I thought you understood and thought it was cool. And I thought that we were bonding since we didn't have much time when I was a kid. But this whole time, you were just trying to get rid of me.
Except he looked at his charts, but he never asked me.
Let's leave.
I think you'd have a much fuller life if I had some time with my wife and you didn't live at home, you leave.
Kids, just keep throwing these balls around. I gotta go.
Right, I mean, you're leaving right now in the middle of...
Okay, teacher.
I gotta leave now, Dad.
Okay.
We'll just do our push-ups until you get back.
Yeah.
I want to practice sit and reach.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Have you felt like with the second... Hey, do you want to... I'll trade you my juice box for that pudding cup. Anyone interested?
Throwing a fruit by the foot.
You if you give me a juice box for today and tomorrow, then I'll give you the pudding cup today.
So I have to promise you my juice box tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay, juice box.
Well, hold on. Are you prepared to go with that offer? Because I'll take your juice box today, no juice box tomorrow.
Okay.
With one of your celery sticks.
Mm. Wait, but what am I getting from you?
The pudding cup. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, but Curtis has a pudding
cup. I have no interest in anybody's celery sticks. That's gross to me. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's a zero-calorie fruit.
Why are you worried about that, Justin?
I'm not worried about it.
Wait a minute. Did you say zero calorie?
Yeah.
Is it fat-free?
Oh, sorry. I misspoke. It's actually a negative calorie
food.
Yeah,
your body technically burns more calories in processing. It's fibrous whatever.
Get live. Get me some of that.
Yeah. Hey, how about I trade you this celery stick for that pudding cup?
No. Wait, what about the 2 days of juice boxes? Remember how delicious this juice is?
That deal was a little while ago, and it is over.
Wait, but your mom just sends you those mini water bottles. Put some flavor in your life.
I know, but, you know, now that I learned that celery sticks have zero to negative calories, it's like, that's my jam.
Yeah, Curtis.
Get live. Give me that.
Why are you guys worried about this stuff?
Not worried about it. I just love celery, and that's an added benefit of it.
And you can never be too skinny.
You can never be too skinny. Also,
especially when you're 8, like us.
Yeah, 8 is the time when it's most important to be skinny.
I guess it's right. I do love slipping through narrow, open doors.
It's all about being a master criminal. When you're 8 and you're skinny, the whole world's at your feet. There are so many places to hide. When you're 8 and oh so skinny, then the world can't be beat. You can make things that aren't a slide. Like most three-dimensional objects have a side that you can slide down. But you gotta be skinny to use a banister as a slide, or else you will fall and hit the ground.
As a skinny kid, I can slip slide through the walls of the carpet and a guide to tube. I like to go into the jail and slip through the bars. I like to slip into liquor cabinet and try all the liquor. And I like to slip into the cigarette store and I can sneak in there and I can try anymore because I am skinny.
When you're skinny, you can drink and smoke. When you steal from your foes.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
When you're skinny, you can get all sorts of delicious drugs, and you can say, ooh, I talk.
I gotta move tables. Tables I got to move. I don't like the path you all are pulling me down, and so I got to move to I can be true, because I don't speak and I don't drink. I don't smoke and drink at the same time. I don't smink. I gotta move on. You can take all your celery and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Hey, Brittany,
come on over to our table. We're much better than those nerds over there.
Oh, okay. Hey, Does anyone want to have a pudding cup?
Oh, yeah. Pudding cup is a great food to eat.
Oh, good. Yeah.
You know, pudding.
Yeah. Come on over here.
It's very important when you're 8 to put on as much weight as you can.
Yum, yum,
because
yum.
The bigger you get, the more you can intimidate people to follow your master plan.
Pudding and hot dogs and french fries. Eat them all.
And you never stop. Because the point of being 8 is to get very big and to be a strong man at the local big top and join the circus.
I've got to move from this table. You gotta join the circus. No, my
Coca-Cola.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go.
Oh.
Out of the lunchroom, runs down the hallway into the principal's office.
Hello, student. Are you looking for...
Yeah, I gotta talk to you, Principal Bert.
Mm-hmm.
This school is going crazy. With this bonus level of adults that are here today, none of the adults are paying attention to our issues. My class just descended into a red ball mayhem. And did you know that we got some serious body dysmorphia happening in the lunchroom when we're only 8? Principal Bert, you gotta do something! But wait, who's that guy sitting next to you?
That's my dad.
Okay, well...
I'm the father of your principal, and I am here visiting today, and
okay.
I would like some attention.
No, what do you do, sir? Were you also in education by any chance?
No.
Oh, come on!
I was initially, earlier in my career, I was a driver of trucks.
Okay, cool.
I drove all the items that you use every day across the USA.
That's really beautiful.
I carried things that you don't even think about, like milk.
I like milk.
And celery.
Celery is kind of a sore subject, but that's amazing, Principal Bert, that your dad is a truck driver. That's really cool. I'd love to ask him tons of questions about his favorite states and cool roadside attractions he's seen and how he can stay awake over the long hauls. But we don't have time for this because this school is going crazy because all these teachers are distracted by their dads.
On long hauls, I had to stay awake is a great question. I will answer it today.
Okay, yeah, let's actually pause for this question because I am interested.
When I was on long hauls, I would get so very tired. So when I had to perk myself up, I would do this special trick that I learned in one time. And I'd stop at a diner and I would get some coffee. I'd drink some coffee.
Seems like a long road to that.
Drink some coffee, and that was my special trick that I think I invented to stay awake.
Dad, you're right. The problems that these students are having is easy to fix. Student, just take all this coffee and give it to the other students betwixt classes. Just drink a bunch of caffeine. I'm sure that everything will turn out fine.
Now, hold on, son. I don't know that that was what I was saying, but... Well, it's a darn good idea.
That's right, Dad.
All right, I guess it sounds risky to me.
Coffee.
To solve a problem by giving 8-year-olds a bunch of caffeine.
It'll keep
you
up.
But at this point, I'm a little bit desperate, and so go. Hey, here I go.
Stay caffeinated when you're getting educated. Students of this school descend into chaos? Will the dads be teaching their sons, or will the sons be teaching their dads, or will the students teach them all? Find out when we return from the intermission of Bring Your Dad to Work Day!
And where you work
is a school!
right, guys, listen up. I gotta just, hang on one second. Let me just, I gotta jump up on this soapbox I brought in with me because I gotta tell you.
That's a nice soapbox.
Thank you so much. You know what? It's almost as good as, I don't know, innovators to bra shopping. Because when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right size for you.
I've heard that's true.
Hear ye, the one and only lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G. It's Third Love.
But do they use the measurements of thousands of real women?
They sure do.
Or do they use super soothing memory foam to create bras that fit and feel great?
I see you, sir, and I say yes.
But hold on. Bras only come in 15 sizes.
Oh.
That's a fact that I will die upon.
Well, let me blow your mind, sir, for Third Love offers 60 sizes, including half cups, which, let me say right now, no one else does.
I'm dead.
That man died, so let me do the rest.
I'm a different man.
Oh, hi, different man.
Hello, I also need to be convinced.
Okay, well, let me tell you that Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. How about that, sir?
I like that, but I bet if you wanted to do some online quiz that would find a bra size for you, it would take hours and hours, and I will die on that fact.
Well, sir, let me say that the Third Love's Fit Finder quiz takes a mere 60 seconds.
I'm dead!
And now that man is dead, so I'll do the rest by myself.
I'm a Third Love man.
Oh, hello! Welcome, Third Love man. Never have another awkward fitting room experience again. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. Whoop! Am I wearing a bra? Yes, I am. Do you agree, sir, that I'm wearing a bra? Don't answer that.
I do. I agree.
Oh.
Hello.
Are you a different man?
I'm a ghost. I died.
Third love. Great bras for all. This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/offbook now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/offbook.
Thirdlove.com/offbook. I'm a ghost.
Ghost, please haunt some ladies and tell them to take this quiz and get their best fitting bra.
Okay.
And also, pass on.
Welcome back.
When we last left our school, it was full of dads who were making trouble for their teacher kids.
And Brittany had just drank so much coffee.
And we're going to see how this plays out in the second half of
Bring Your Dad to Work Day.
And the place you work is a school.
Everybody listen up. Everyone listen up. I want you boys over there in the cafeteria. We're going to change things today because I just had a bunch of coffee. And I don't want you to let everyone get up some of the coffee. So Curtis and Jester, we're stopping that.
Brittany, take a breath.
Okay, and then you kids over there, anybody you're putting in a waste, we want to do anybody, that's what really messed up, and everybody has
Brittany, Brittany,
what's going on with Brittany?
I don't know, Brittany, I didn't literally mean one breath, I meant like, just take, slow it.
But I'm on the other side of this, and I know what I'm talking about, and you don't know what you're talking about, and I've seen the
other
side, everybody line up here, you want to listen to what I'm
talking about. Sounds like she's saying she wants us to drink the coffee, and whatever she's doing, I want to do it too.
That's right, everybody line up, because I'm going to get you in this coffee, and we're going to make it, because you want to, you want
climbing the flagpole.
Yeah, follow me outside, follow me. Now I'm the flag. Why is the flag? I'd be the flag.
She's the flag now.
Wow.
This drink seems amazing.
It's like fuel for fun.
You want some of this? I want some of this. Well, then, line up. Oh. You want some of this? You want to have this feeling like I have this feeling? You want to have this guy that you like? All of a sudden, I'm the flag. You want this? You want this? I've had a bunch of coffee, so now that's how I'm feeling. And I am the flag. And now I'm up here on this pole.
I want some of that. And now I'm gonna drink right now. Oh, I never really go over here. I wanna go up here and ooh, what do I wanna do? What do I do? I think I wanna climb up the flagpole. I climb up the flagpole. I'm the top. Now I'm the flag. Now I'm the flag. Now there's two flags up here. We're two flags. We are two flags. And hey, you want some of this? We are two flags. We are two flags.
I like the feeling. I'm drinking. And now I wanna climb up the flagpole too. I wanna be in the flagpole up with you. I wanna flagpole.
And now I want some of this.
Three flags.
Hey kids, sorry, I know I busted out of our gym session, but you want to come down from that flagpole?
Kids, gym teacher Brian and Principal Bert would very much like you guys to come down from that flagpole.
Oh yeah, sure, you really want that. You really want that. You want us to come down?
Let's come down to the flagpole. We can't wear flags, and flags got to stay up. The half mast means someone's dead. No one bets, we got to stay at the top of the flag.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up.
No, I think I'm going to throw up.
Kyle barfed.
Kyle barfed all over the floor.
Principal Bird, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I stormed out. I just need to come back because I left my cooler in the break room.
What was in your cooler?
Nothing. I just want my cooler. You know, it's like one of those, like a lunchbox, but it's kind of bigger.
It's much bigger.
No, it's not. I'm not talking about an ice chest. I'm talking about like a mini cooler.
Oh, yeah. Like lunch would go in. Like a lunchbox. Like
yeah,
what you
said.
Yeah,
but it's slightly bigger than a lunchbox. Like if I say lunchbox, I think you're going to think of like a kid's lunchbox.
No, I'm thinking a little bit bigger than a lunchbox.
Yeah.
But not like a big cooler you'd have at a picnic.
Right.
I get it. Yeah. Like.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Thank you. He gets it.
No, no problem. I'm just feeling bad about the idea that I gave you about the coffee. It feels like it didn't go very well.
Well, I thought it was a good idea at the time, but now I'm learning that maybe it wasn't
a
good idea.
Are you saying that sometimes dads can give you bad ideas?
Well, it's either that dads give you bad ideas or...
can give you bad ideas.
You know, just because we're dads doesn't mean that we're not human beings. We make mistakes too.
Yeah.
Dads make mistakes every day.
Oh.
We go outside and we forget to wear a raincoat, even if it's raining that day.
And I guess I've sometimes made mistakes as well. And I am a dad, and sometimes I let my kids play around the well. And it's dangerous.
I'm not a dad, so I've never made a mistake.
I'm
that's
not
great.
Sure that's the last
I'm
not what
not
we're
a dad,
saying.
So I've never made a mistake.
We're saying dads also make mistakes, and
dad,
others make mistakes
so
too.
I've never made a mistake, and so everything I've thought or I've done has always been great.
That's not what we're saying.
You, as far as I understand, you still live at home.
Yeah!
And, I mean, that might be a mistake if your parents want to be alone.
But I think it would only be a mistake if I had some progeny. But I don't, so that living at home is a perfect thing to be.
I think you're missing the point entirely.
So I've never made a mistake.
We're saying dads are human too.
I'm not a dad, so I had never made a mistake.
Once again, you're not listening.
I'm out here on a flagpole, and I have kids at all. So I have also never made a mistake. I'm gonna just let go and fall.
Folks, no, you're making mistakes right now. Prove my point.
Ow! My arm is broken! I fell off a flagpole and I hit the ground! Oh boy, I can see the bone! Oh, I can see the bone!
Oh my gosh, I'm really sorry you did that! Are you okay? I'm so sorry, Wait!
This was a mistake!
But I bet.
I made a mistake.
But, Justin, you don't have kids either, so maybe that arm will heal in a really cool way, and you'll be able to throw a ball really fast and pitch for the Cubs, and then that won't be a mistake either, because when you're not a dad...
Oh, dear.
You can never make a mistake.
I'm sorry I even said anything like this, because it's really causing trouble
and people are getting hurt.
Thank
you so much, truck driver.
Oh, my goodness.
I get it now, and I have to go see someone who matters a lot to me. My mom. Hey, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I know you're surprised to see me back at our studio apartment.
Yeah.
But listen, I've learned a lot today, and I get what you're trying to teach me.
And what was that, honey?
That I can never make a mistake.
Nope, that's not...
Thank you, Mom.
Nope, that wasn't it. Thank you, Mommy. Mm-mm, nope.
Thank you, Mommy.
Everyone is able to make a mistake. I just made one in what I was trying to say to you just this moment.
Oh, because you have a kid, so moms and dads can make a mistake.
Nope.
As long as you don't have kids, you're incapable of it.
Everyone, even kids, even grandpas, even grandmas, even animals, even rocks and things and veggies, everything and everyone can make a mistake. And that is how I know that I can too.
Open the refrigerator. See what it takes. We're here to tell you that we're celery And we've made mistakes.
Celery can make mistakes too.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mom? How can celery make a mistake?
Well, we are too hard to digest. We are too hard to digest. We thought we'd be super fibrous and that'd be the best, but we accidentally are too hard to digest.
And the sugar bowl on the counter, it makes mistakes every day.
I sure do.
And the sardines in the closet,
oh boy,
they're screwing it up all the way.
And I'm just a bowl of Raisin Bran, and even I can make a mistake. People don't know this about me, I've got almost as much sugar as Frosted Flakes.
So items in the kitchen are the main things that make mistakes. That's our point today.
Oh wow, Mom. So anything can make a mistake.
Well, mainly items found in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Food items.
Yeah, but also you.
But also me.
Yeah, also you.
But Mom, geez, I'm racking my brain. I can't think of a single time I made a mistake.
Knock, knock, FBI.
Uh-oh, hello?
Hello, I'm Agent Knock Knock from the FBI.
Okay.
Hello. I've been pounding on the door and no one answered.
Oh, come on in, Agent Knock Knock. Can I get you some coffee or tea? I can't give you sugar because the sugar bowl's been making mistakes.
No, I don't need any coffee. I will get too amped up. I'm here investigating a crime.
A crime?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems that someone left a bunch of children unattended during a dodgeball game. One of them was bleeding out of the nose, and they bled out so much blood that you know what happened?
What?
Oh, no. That was our child, was the teacher of the dodgeball game.
They passed out. Oh. You know what happened after they passed out?
What happened?
We don't know. That kid is still in the hospital. But someone is to blame for this horrible mistake.
Oh, my gosh,
and
Mom!
And also, that kid was the daughter of the president, and that's why the FBI is involved.
My husband and I were complaining about our personal life, and then we left that dodgeball alone, and I feel terrible. I think that might have been the biggest mistake we ever made in our lives.
Yeah, Mom. Do you know who hit that kid in the face? Dad! Agent Knock Knock.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to help me prove a massive conspiracy.
Okay.
Only dads make mistakes.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I'm not responsible for that. I didn't throw that ball. My dad did.
You don't understand the problem.
And were you saying this is the kid of the president? Did you say that?
Yes, this is the president's daughter.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is really getting serious.
It's a rub.
Yeah, this is...
This is Janine Kennedy.
My dad is in a lot of trouble.
Well, here we are in 1961, and let's figure this out.
Oh, gosh.
Janine Kennedy needs our help.
You're right.
Let's go to the hospital.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Welcome to the hospital. Please keep your voices down.
Okay, thank you.
Young Miss Kennedy is in critical condition.
Oh my gosh, who'd have thunk it from a dodgeball?
I know. It's crazy.
Although, did you know that it's actually not the injury that's the problem? The problem was that she was bleeding out so long and no one helped her.
Wait.
It wasn't the initial throw. It was more that after the throw, there was no adult supervision to help her.
I get what you're saying. And I know who's to blame.
Well, at this point, we're trying to get her to feel better.
Yeah, we don't really care who's to blame.
I know who's to blame.
It doesn't really matter in the hospital who's to blame.
I know who's to blame.
Sir, please stop shouting in the hospital.
I know who's to blame.
Your voices down would be very helpful.
If you say who's to blame, will you stop shouting?
I know who's to blame.
You know who's to blame.
Okay, tell us who's to blame.
Blame.
You can tell us and then maybe you'll move on.
We have untangled this web of a story.
Just say
and I'm sorry for the dodgeball and how it got so gory.
Just tell us who's to blame.
The journey that this child went, well, it doesn't make me smile at all to think of this poor Janine as she ran down the hall.
Give us a name.
Blame.
Tell us the name.
No one's
to blame.
I
You're not
a
anything new.
I know who's
to blame?
Just tell us who it is.
No, who's to blame?
And who?
Oh, that ball to her nose. Well, it must have been such a shocker. I hate to think of the poor child running past of all the lockers. And she got to a closed door. And she knocked, 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 but there was no one there to answer her no more. Because
your nose to blame.
So tell
us, would you please tell us who is to blame?
Just give us the name.
We get it. You've said this several times.
You've really set it up.
Nose to blame.
Here is the moment you can give us the name of who is to blame.
It's who.
It's a distracted school nurse. Nurse Jane is to blame.
It's certainly not me. I don't have a kid. I can't make a mistake.
Agent Knock Knock here, and you've convinced me. I will go arrest Nurse Jane. Oh, hold on. She's here.
Yeah, I'm...
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Did you
listen.
Say something about hygiene?
Talking hygiene?
No, I'm Nurse Hygiene.
Hello.
I'm Nurse Jane.
Yes, Nurse Jane, I'm Agent Knock Knock, and this man has convinced me, so I will be taking you right now to Guantanamo Bay.
Oh,
there will be
is
no
it just
trial.
Like a lovely island? What is that?
Not, it is a prison colony that we probably shouldn't be operating anymore because...
Hello, I'm Pilot Johnson, and I've got the helicopter ready to take her directly to Guantanamo Bay as ordered.
Excellent, Pilot Johnson. Let's put this nurse
Well,
wait,
Jane. Wait.
Put Agent her in the cuffs.
Agent Knock Knock, I mean, I wasn't with Janine Kennedy. Which...
You said several times that you knew who was to blame, and now I'm very convinced that she's to blame. So, Nurse Jane, onto the plane.
Wait.
Lock her up.
Onto the plane already? Oh, Jane. I'm sorry I dropped your name. I thought you were to blame, but I didn't know you'd go to this plane.
I don't even know how I'm involved in this, honestly.
Weren't you distracted by your dad because it's bring your dad to work day and the place you work is a school?
No, I was responding to a call that was happening in the cafeteria because some little girl drank too much coffee.
Sounds
and
like
then
you're
I was
to blame.
Outside later because a little boy dropped himself from the top of a flagpole, so I couldn't be all places at all times. There's only one school nurse. My mom is a nurse, too, and she was helping the coffee girl, and I was helping the flagpole, but... I guess I am to blame, so off to Guantanamo Bay with me. That's right, off to Guantanamo Bay!
The answer is plain. She's getting on the plane. She is to blame. Her name is Jane.
Jane, plain blame. The answer is plain. The answer is Jane. The answer is get your butt onto the plane. Oh, hear what I'm saying, Jane. Get onto the plane, Jane.
Nothing more to gain.
And we'll leave now. Thank you, Brian, for helping us solve this crime. Away!
Wait! Oh, that plane was too fast.
It was a fast plane.
Mom, what should I do? I didn't know they were going to take Jane without a trial. I thought they'd give her a slap on the wrist. That's insane.
Well, if you were correct in accusing her, then she should go to Guantanamo. That's how it works.
No!
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I just got home from the school. If you are responsible for the president's daughter almost bleeding out...
Dad, you have to please at least take some of the ownership that you hit the kid in the nose.
She was fine from contact. It's that she was left alone too long.
You're not even going to take ownership over the instigating...
Basic first aid would have saved that little girl who is the president's daughter.
Also, you told me that the rules of dodgeball were just to throw a ball at a little kid.
No.
You didn't say it.
That's not true. You didn't really listen to me, and two kids explained to you that maybe it was like your job, and then you just started belting kids in the face.
Well, there are a lot of ways to look at every situation, but we got to move
all
on
right,
at some point.
Right.
I feel pretty confident that it's not my fault.
But, Dad...
Because examining that it might be my fault would make me very uncomfortable.
And it's just not what men do.
It's not what we do. We don't like to be responsible for things. If something is wrong, surely it's someone else's fault. That's what it means to be a man.
Wait a second.
In the 1960s.
I don't think I like that.
Yeah, men are made to deflect blame. That's what they do. But women are the ones who talk things over.
But hearing that back made me realize that that's what I was doing.
Wait, what?
What?
I was doing the same thing as you. I was about to make the same mistake my dad made. Oh, I know what I have to do.
Become a man.
Become a different kind of man. I gotta break this cycle. I gotta break it right now. And I also have to pilot a plane. I gotta do it all somehow.
Hey, fellow teacher, I think I know what you mean. And I know someone with access to a plane. It's my dad and he's a Marine.
I'm a Marine, he's I'm a machine. I know how to fly a plane.
Wow!
I'm a Marine, I've got my plane. I can have it here in about 5 seconds. It's here.
Wow!
It was already here.
I've got the plane, I'm ready to go. It's got gas in the drain. I'm ready to go with the plane.
You can catch us up on what we're doing on the way.
All right. So, bye, Mom and Dad. Dad.
Yes?
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
See ya.
Hey, Mom, thanks for showing me that anyone can make a mistake, even if it's mostly foods.
Oh, don't worry about it, honey.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
And Dad,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you look at yourself enough.
I'm an adult in the 1960s. I don't know that I'll ever change, but I'll look at myself a little bit more. Heck, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you're right. I don't know. Maybe just, like, live out your years. It's really always hard to say.
All right, load them up. Everybody get in the plane.
I want to come to... Even though that my arm is in pieces, I want to see justice done. So please let me stow away. I really need this.
Oh, I don't know. It's not the way we do it in the Marines, but I will listen to other perspectives if there are any.
Wait, I think we should take him, because we can't leave a man behind, right? Everyone into this plane as we take off. We got my fellow teacher, his dad a Marine, the principal bird, and his dad who drives trucks.
I'm here too with my dad.
Three caffeinated kids who were up and they were all flags. And we also brought me, who's about to remember the lesson from their dad.
Everything that I used to know is changing. The world is going through so much turmoil. I don't understand anything anymore. I will just listen and watch because things are moving
around. Day by day.
Day by day.
Land this plane in Guantanamo Bay.
Land this plane.
Take it. Day by day.
Guantanamo Bay to unidentified aircraft. You do not have permission to land.
Hey,
unless you had a way to persuade us something that we all would really understand.
Aircraft to Guantanamo Bay, things are different than you know. I can't tell you even where to begin.
Intriguing, you have permission to land.
Thank you, way to go.
I did it, you guys.
You just took it one thing at a time, and that's great. All right, guys, we gotta break out Nurse Jane. Take it day by day.
And we're touching down.
Touching down in Guantanamo Bay. I'm kind of crashing, but I think I have a little bit more juice in my engine. I have a little more. I've got a little more heat in the gas. But, Coach Brian, I just want you to know that I think I can help you because me, Curtis, and Justin. Well, yeah, the problem is we're really skinny. So we can slip slide through those bars. We could get Nurse Jane back real quick. We could at least get her in. We could get in somehow because we're really slip slide skinny kids.
I ate a lot of celery and I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm on a lot of painkillers right now. I'm real thin, so I can slip slide right through these bars.
Right now, we need any help we can get. I'm willing to try this.
Yeah, let's do it. You three kids, this is the first time I've ever been a good coach. You go slip slide through those bars.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. By God, they're doing it. They're actually doing it. I've never seen anything like this. Well, goes to show you, kids can do things that no one else can do.
Not so fast. Knock, knock.
Who's
is
there?
Is my name. I'm Agent Knock Knock.
It's Agent Knock Knock.
You think I wouldn't know that if a random plane of students and adults shows up in Guantanamo Bay mere minutes after I landed here that it wouldn't be related and that I wouldn't have Nurse Jane on high security? Do you know what that monster did to the president's daughter?
Listen, the more I think about it, it wasn't her. It was me. I'm to blame.
What?
The more I think about it, it wasn't me. I mean, the more I think about it, it wasn't her. Sorry, I'm new to this. I'm very new. This is my first time taking ownership, and it's a little clunky.
Are you a man taking the admitting some sort of fault?
Yeah, I'm breaking the cycle. I learned a lesson from my dad, finally. It's not a lesson he intended to teach, but it's a lesson I took away nonetheless. And that's I'm taking responsibility for my actions.
A new model for a man.
A new kind of man. This is... I don't know what to do with the things that you say. We don't really have a mechanism for getting people out of Guantanamo Bay. We sort of put them in and then deal with the rest later. And by deal with the rest later, I mean do nothing at all.
Well, you're gonna have to change.
I'm gonna have to change.
And
I'm gonna have to change Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, you're gonna have to change.
Nothing's the same ways. And I'm gonna have to change Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
High Security Council, I need you to listen to this man right here. Huh. He may just be a gym teacher, and he may not have kids, but he said something that really blew my mind a few minutes ago. He said... he was responsible for something that went wrong. And it got me thinking what we've been doing here might have been messed up all along. We just put people in cages and leave them there to rot. And we pretend that it's all their fault. But their fault it is not, 'cause we have to change.
Change
Guantanamo Bay, and we're gonna have to change all the rules, and we all have to start right now, starting today,
starting right now.
Tell them, Brian.
I am a new kind of man.
New kind of man.
I'm taking responsibility for what I did. I learned this even though I don't have a kid.
You still knew you could change.
I knew I could change
your way.
And I knew that I had to.
So it's time to release Nurse Jane. And everyone else is gonna have to stay.
Unleash just the change.
Just Nurse Jane.
Wait,
oh, Nurse
what?
Jane.
Oh, yeah. Everyone else is just more high security than someone who hurt the president's kid. A lot of these people, we don't have evidence for the crimes that they did.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me and these three caffeinated kids I brought along. You were talking about other people already in cells. Okay, we're on the same page, and for now,
yeah, let's leave those people
just Nurse
alone.
Jane. Nurse Jane goes home. Everyone else on your plane.
Yes.
We'll leave them alone.
Okay,
so
great.
Only Nurse Jane changes her status.
Yes.
Everybody else is where they were before.
If you're in Guantanamo Bay, hear what I'm saying. We'll look at their cases in an undetermined number of years.
So
we
for
for today. If you're here, you're here. If you're there, you're there. Everybody goes where they were, except Nurse Jane.
Nurse Jane can go home, and everyone else in Guantanamo Bay stays here. And that's a position that I'm sure will not ever be problematic in the future. It will always be very black and white. Just a little bit of change our ways. Just a little bit of change in Guantanamo Bay.
Just a little.
And I think that what you all have learned is super cool. And bring your dad to work day when the place that you work is a school. Bring your dad to work day when the place that you work is a school. The musical. We'll be right back after some time away.
Wee wee, new show alert. Wee wee, new werewolf show alert.
A new show alert's going off in the off book cave. Let me go over here and turn it off.
New werewolf show with Hari Kondabolu and his brother Ashok Kondabolu have a new podcast here on Earwolf. Wee wee.
What's it called, Alarm?
Kondabolu Brothers. Wee.
Can I find the first episode in my app right now?
Yep. Wee wee.
Oh, well, that sounds great. I know Hari from his stand up or his other Earwolf show, Politically Reactive.
Uh huh. And you might know Ashok as a performer and former member of the rap group Das Racist.
I do, and their new show is what?
Hmm?
What's their new show?
It's taped at comedy clubs around the country from Brooklyn to Hawaii, wee wee.
Wow, that sounds great. It sounds like I could witness two brothers occasionally acknowledge their live audience.
Yeah, you can find out why World War I is overrated, wee wee.
Could I learn why pizza should not be my favorite?
Wee wee, it's fun, wee wee.
It sounds fun. Thanks for going off, new show alert.
You're welcome, wee wee. Subscribe to the Kondabolu Brothers now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast app of choice, wee wee.
And now to return to what I was doing in the off book cave earlier, which was cataloging our mustards.
Welcome back!
David Wayne, what an amazing performance.
You guys, how much fun was that?
I love it every time.
I hope you'll have me back sometime.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, please. Isn't it just a fun time?
Open door.
Yeah, a blast.
You crushed it. So much rhyming. You were like, I don't know if I'm rhyming. Then you're like nonstop rhyming.
Nothing I'd rather do here in the studio at 2 a.m. Just kidding. Guys, it's not 2 a.m. That was a joke.
For real though, the lights did go out twice over the course of this recording.
Some light bulb got replaced with like a motion sensor or something. It was very strange.
I think it's very good. And I think that I wish that the room would interact more with the podcast.
Yeah, it was not jarring at all.
No. You know, the listeners, I think, do maybe enjoy a little behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things I just want to let them know is we did this at about 4 p.m.
That is great. We should timestamp when they're recorded and people can chart like...
It's so fascinating.
They're different in the morning.
Because occasionally we will do one at like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother thing.
It's basically
a different show.
Yeah.
Speaking of a different show,
we're going to
do a little segment we haven't done in a second that's called... Deep cut, I think, is what we call this.
Yes.
Good, I remembered it.
Yeah, great job.
So Jess has got a list of 3 real, actual musicals. I think some of them, they're usually Broadway, but sometimes they're off-Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has 3 songs from each of those musicals. And you're just going to get to pick one, and then we'll do it. That's the best synopsis we've ever done for this segment.
I really loved that, and B, that really made me feel like I was back in a college short form show where, like, someone who's not in the game has to intro it. We're like, this next game is called New Choice. We're going to have Sarah, Adam,
new
and
choice.
Dan. No, okay, funny, but new, we're doing
three
the intro.
3 names. What are the names? 3 new names.
Carly, Dan, and Jack.
New choice.
James, Nick, and Jessica.
New choice, but just David.
It's just going to be me.
Oh, yeah, no.
guys, those were all real members of Meow at Northwestern University.
Very good.
But yes, that's what that really made me feel like, and I really loved it. Okay, the musicals are The Card.
The Card.
Legs Diamond.
Legs Diamond.
Very Good Eddie.
I remember Legs Diamond that was on Broadway when I was in college.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
I didn't see it, though.
Okay.
Okay, then you can pick any of those 3.
The Card?
The Card.
And what was the first one?
Legs Diamond, Very Good Eddie.
I like The Card because I like cards.
Great.
These are 3 actual titles from the musical, The Card.
The Card. 3 songs from The Card are Opposite Your Smile, Nothing Succeeds Like Success, That's the Way the Money Grows.
So I pick one of those?
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing Succeeds Like Success.
We're going to do that song, but we don't have the rights to that song, so we're going to do our version of
Nothing Succeeds Like Success.
So I said, put down that caviar. It's not meant to be a decoration. It's meant to be a food, you idiot poor person.
Very good. And, oh my, that reminds me of a time that, you're not going to believe this, some member of my staff put a plant in a brandy snifter.
A plant in a brandy snifter? Does he not even know what brandy is?
Or snifters, or plants.
You know what feels so very, very good? To be cushioned from the hardships and trials and tribulations of the world by just immense amounts of wealth.
Yes, and I find that it begets more wealth. It's like my success is the key to my success.
Don't you agree, Carlyle?
Yes. I didn't know I was part of this.
No, please join us. We're just musing about how nothing makes us succeed quite like our already achieved success or inherited success.
Yeah, it's almost like
winning begets winning.
Yes.
I would say doing well makes you do well. Winning makes you win. Succeeding makes you succeed.
Gotta have money to make money. Isn't that lead to a disposition that's sunny? Nothing succeeds like success. Nothing is good like the bears.
Nothing succeeds like success.
No kind of waistcoat can replace a vest.
I think that my finer things lead to me having the finest of things. I think my power and privilege leads to the good things that I will just always bring, because nothing succeeds like success.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Oh, the very best adventure is also a quest, because
nothing succeeds like success.
When I was born, I came out of my mother's womb.
Out of her womb.
And I did it so well, it was a big win for me. And from then on, I just kept winning every day. I had success.
Succeeds like success.
I was the best.
Nothing succeeds like success.
As a toddler, I was great at everything. I had some money to spare. By the time I was 40, I had $1 billion in the bank. Ha. Nothing was making me hair. What do I mean by that? I meant that I had so much hair, nothing needed to make me hair.
Oh,
and
I know
that's why I was so successful, because
got lots of money, words don't mean a thing. You can call money hair, you can call it zappa-zing. And I got so much zappa-zing, and oh so much hair. You can just call me the jazziest bear, cause nothing succeeds like success. Nothing succeeds like success.
Bunch of little quizzes to prep you for a test.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Zabada zabada zee? A bear. David Wayne!
That's the end of our show.
Hair. Oh.
That.
The good people to know.
What does the good people know, and the bad people, and the media?
Oh, about
people.
Me? Well, just, you know, this movie, A Futile Stupid Gesture, is on Netflix, and it's about the invention of the National Lampoon magazine, and then the guy who
Very
went on
funny.
To make Animal House and Caddyshack. It's a great, interesting movie if you're interested in anything like comedy or life or friendship.
And like creative story structure and like every comedy person you know in one movie.
Everyone loves this movie. Check it out. A Futile and Stupid Gesture.
You should watch this movie for many reasons, but one reason you should watch this movie, besides it being great, is that it will be great if you're ever playing Six Degrees of Separation.
Exactly.
It's really going to be like what Ocean's 11 used to be.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for, yeah. You're like, wait, how do I put these two people together? Were they both in that movie?
Yeah. Donald Gleason is in it, and that helps a lot.
Oh my gosh, that really—
Because he's been in like 17 movies just this year.
So Yeah, that's right. It really busts down some doors for you.
Yeah.
So that's a fun fact about
that's
that movie.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pandas, Pandas of Kings. Thank you to Earwolf. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Zach.
Hey.
Thank you, everyone. And as we say, the end of every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if you get water from that well,
your water is about to sell.
Bye. Bye. Just listen to that show, and we want to say thank you to Mack Weldon for bringing it to you.
Mack Weldon bringing it again, supporting our show. Let him support your hot, beautiful body with Mack Weldon products.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, and I say yes.
Whatever you're wearing right now, Mack Weldon is better. Guys, they're a men's essential brand that believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. I am wearing it right now. I didn't even have to think about it. I'm always wearing it. If it's clean from the laundry, it's going to be the first thing on my body, and it should be the first thing on your body. Dudes, up your underwear game. You need to do it. Go to MackWeldon.com, get 20% off using the promo code OFFBOOK. And guys, thanks Mack Weldon for supporting that show. This is that Mack Weldon sponsorship.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Hari Kundabolu.
And I'm Ashok Kundabolu.
We're the Kundabolu Brothers, and we're excited to tell you about our new podcast on Earwolf, Kundabolu Brothers Podcast. It's a live podcast where we discuss some of the harder issues of the day.
You will be witnessing two brothers talking to each other and occasionally acknowledging the audience.
We discuss such topics as World War I, Kenan Thompson, pizza. We're excited for you to listen to the Kundabolu Brothers every Thursday on Earwolf. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.